time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for a 50% chance of rain, high of 90. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our lead story. We have an update on a missing person story that ran on yesterday's news. Hamilton County authorities have notified WFIW News that the two missing 16-year-olds, Dylan Voss and Emma Barker, have been located. As reported by WFIW News on August 20th, the two teens were last seen on Monday morning in the Dahlgren area, possibly driving a white 1998 GMC Sonoma truck with no side mirrors and a truck registration of 268-9878. Hamilton County authorities report that Emma Barker had made contact with her mother via the mobile app Snapchat. Authorities were able to use the metadata from the Snapchat to ascertain the location of the missing teens as being Orange Beach, Alabama. Both Dylan Voss and Emma Barker are now safely home with their families. More news after this.
Hi, y'all. I'm Nicole Jordan, and I own The Farmer's Daughter at 203 East Main Street in downtown Fairfield. We are well known for our line of formal dresses, but did you know we carry a large assortment of scrubs also? Stop on by if you need a new pair of scrubs. We carry Cherokee Infinity, Cherokee Workwear, Elle, Heart and Soul, Barco One, and Grey's Anatomy. We have inventory in-store and can also order your specific scrubs. We also carry medical equipment such as stethoscopes. So come in and see us at The Farmer's Daughter, open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday.
There's something big coming to Holiday World and Splash and Safari. So big, we had to call it Kids World. What's Kids World? It's all the rides and slides you already love, plus magic shows, jugglers, balloon artists, fun zones, a scavenger hunt, and more. Even a beach party with Safari Sam. But it's only here the weekends of August 17th through September 14th, so get your tickets at HolidayWorld.com today. And then get your whole family to Kids World at Holiday World and Splash and Safari.
Where kids rule the world!
And now, the rest of the news. On August 20th, at approximately 2:42 p.m., Illinois State Police responded to a two-car accident on U.S. Highway 45, one quarter mile south of Lamard. Both vehicles were traveling north on Highway 45 when the 2006 Hyundai Santa Fe, driven by 23-year-old Sims resident Mary Kay Legg, slowed to make a left turn into a private drive. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Dewey F. Desch failed to slow his 99 Honda Civic and rear-ended the vehicle driven by Legg. No injuries were reported on the scene. The ISP trooper on scene cited Desch for one count of operation of an uninsured motor vehicle and one count of failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Both cases have been set for a notice to appear scheduled for September 24th of this year. On August 20th, Wayne County Sheriff's Department arrested 22-year-old Fairfield resident Teresa J. Girard on a failure-to-appear warrant for failure to appear on charges of driving an uninsured motor vehicle and a failure-to-appear charge of leaving the scene of an accident with vehicle damage. Both warrants out of Wayne County. Girard is currently being held at the Wayne County Jail pending the posting of $225 cash bond. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Behavioral Health Services has been awarded an Award of Merit by the Illinois Rural Health Association. The award is given to any agency, organization, or group of individuals who have made an outstanding contribution of major significance to the rural health movement. Members of FMH's Behavioral Health Services traveled to the Illinois Rural Health Association's 30th annual meeting in Champaign to accept this award on behalf of all the employees of FMH. Thanks to the services now being offered at FMH, people no longer have to drive far to receive needed services. FMH will also be offering behavioral therapy services through the Rural Health Clinic opening in Carmi later this year. For more information on Fairfield Memorial Hospital's behavioral health services offered at FMH's Horizon Healthcare Clinic, contact 842-4617. The Wayne City Bean Days is set to take place on September 28th, and the festival is currently needing direct sales, crafts, and flea market vendors. Food booths are full. For more information about becoming a Wayne City Bean Days vendor, contact Misty at 231-3312. Today marks the 66th birthday of WFIW. The AM station transmitted on this date for the first time in 1953. Dave Land, the son of the station's co-founder, Tom Land, says it was a simple beginning.
I'm thinking that my dad, Tom Land, related to me that the station signed on August 21st, 1953, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, with an announcement that was required by law to say, this is WFIW AM Fairfield, Illinois, operating at 1390 kilocycles, non-directional, broadcasting from studios located east of Fairfield. We now begin our regular broadcast day, and they probably went into some music or maybe some news. But that's as best as I can remember.
WFIW added 104.9 FM in 1965 and 105.9 WOKZ in 1996. The original company purchased the stations in 2012. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has announced a fall citywide yard sale that will be held on Saturday, September 21st. If inclement weather occurs, the rain date is scheduled for Saturday, September 28th. There is a $5 fee to place a location on the yard sale map and a $10 fee for the location and a list of items for sale. For more information or to register, contact the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce at 842-6116, or you can stop by at 121 East Main Street or email chamber@fairfieldilcitygov.us. And the website is fairfieldillinoischamber.com. And the first group of the Wayne County CEO program has been announced for the 2019-2020 school year. The students in the program are Clark Anderson, Shannon Campbell, Cade Carter, Bryce Garner, Zane Kelly, Blake Rillia, Charisse Taylor, and Jessica Warren. The CEO program is comprised of students from the Fairfield Community High School, Wayne City High School, and Sisney High School. According to their website, the Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities program teaches students about entrepreneurship education to prepare people, especially youth, to be responsible, enterprising individuals who become entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial thinkers and contribute to economic development and sustainable communities. For more information on the Wayne County CEO program, you can go to their website, waynecountyceo.com, or they can be found on Facebook at Wayne County CEO. Mary Musgrave is the facilitator of the program. The manager of the Wayne County Farm Bureau says local farmers need to weigh in on an Environmental Protection Agency open comment opportunity. Doug Anderson says the Farm Bureau is calling for action.
So the Illinois Farm Bureau has issued an action request to our members to encourage them to make a public comment to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency regarding the important continued use of glyphosate in agriculture. And, of course, glyphosate is the active ingredient in the weed killer Roundup. It's also sold generically as well.
Anderson says the use of glyphosate is essential for local farmers.
So far, there's about 340,000 comments that have been posted on the Federal Register, but the vast majority of those are coming from environmental activists who oppose the continued use of the product. So, given the controversy swirling around glyphosate right now in the news and its value to production agriculture, we are encouraging our members to weigh in before the deadline of the public comment period.
The Farm Bureau cites EPA statements that contend glyphosate is safe when used in accordance with its current label. The state conservationist is ready to move on from 2019. Ivan Dozer says it's been a challenging year for farmers on many fronts.
You know, I'm this might sound a little bit bad, but I am going to be really happy when 2019 is behind us. This has been such an odd year, the way we've had disasters, flooding early on in the year, and then just excessive rainfall, and now here we are talking about really being happy to get a half an inch of rain. We did some things with some of the disaster programs, had a lot of prevent plant. There were some good things that came out of that with talking about cover crops and how they could be used even with prevent planting, but also a little confusion with talking about maybe what is the best cover to plant in the summer. Normally, we don't plant cover crops in the summer in Illinois. Normally, we like to have our crops growing out there. And so it was an education, a learning curve for folks. I just hope we finish out the year strong and we get this one behind us and be ready to go again next year. But I think all of those partners that we talked about, and I mentioned this just last week when we were in our state emergency board meeting, I think the partners, given the circumstances we had, I think the partners pulled together and made the best out of not a good situation for year 2019. And we still have a chance of coming out of here strong with a good crop.
Duzer has served as state conservationist since 2012. And Governor J.B. Pritzker is supporting Planned Parenthood's decision to forego federal funding over a new abortion gag rule. Kim Howard has the story.
The organization is dropping from the Title X family planning program in opposition to the rule, which prohibits clinics from talking to patients about where they can get an abortion. Governor Pritzker stands with Planned Parenthood.
The Trump administration's gag rule is fundamentally wrong. This policy has caused a mess of confusion and uncertainty, destabilizing women's health care nationwide and doing extraordinary harm to the lives of low-income patients and particularly women of color.
Governor Pritzker says the state will also not accept Title X funds as long as the gag order is in place. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 7.18 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.49 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 7.94 feet. Bonpas Creek at Browns reads 1.11 feet. And the Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 8.52 feet. Today's crude oil price is $49.25, down 25 cents. And September crude is at $56.36, up 2 cents. And that's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
You decide because you know where you belong. Wabash Christian Village in Carmi for short-term inpatient rehab, one-on-one therapy, spacious therapy gym with specialized equipment, 15 to 20 therapists in-house daily, admissions 24/7 with evals and therapy 7 days a week. You decide because you know where you belong. You decide. Wabash Christian Village in Carmi, Grace Point Rehab, 382-4644.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 86. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,251, up 288. The NASDAQ is at 8,026, up 77. October crude oil is at $55.88. That is down 25 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 62-year-old Dahlgren resident Terry Lee Bullock died at 1:40 p.m. on Thursday, August 15th at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. He was the owner-operator of Bullock Brothers Excavating in Dahlgren. Terry Bullock is survived by his wife, Diana, four daughters, Melissa Cook of McLeansboro, Heather Painter of Ashland, Missouri, Danielle Jones of Vianna, Illinois, and Casey Bullock of Dahlgren. Also survive 11 grandchildren, two brothers, Randy Bullock and Jeff Bullock, both of Dahlgren, a sister, Sharon Kasten of Dahlgren, one aunt, one great-aunt, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Funeral services for Terry Bullock will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 24th at the Bluford Church of God in Bluford, Illinois, with burial in the Zion Cemetery north of Keynes. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, August 23rd at the church. Memorial donations can be made to the Terry Bullock Memorial Fund and will be accepted at the Bluford Church of God or at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 95-year-old Sisney resident Dr. J. Russell Ayers died at 7:15 p.m. on Tuesday, August 20th at his home. He was a dentist in Fairfield for 41 years and a World War II Army veteran, having served under General Patton during the Battle of the Bulge. Dr. J. Ayers is survived by three daughters, Randy Bears of Broughton, Illinois, Heidi Dietz of O'Fallon, Illinois, and Susie Tate of Mount Vernon, Illinois, as well as five grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Dr. J. Ayers will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, August 23rd at Sisney Cemetery, with full military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post No. 176 American Legion and the Wayne County Post No. 4535 VFW. There will be no visitation, and friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Sisney Christian Church. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of all the arrangements. And just a reminder, we update our obituaries daily at WFIWradio.com. Once again, your Fairfield area weather forecast for the day, calling for a 50% chance of rain with a high of 90. Reporting the news, I'm Jeremy Smith.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, a 50% chance for rain and a high of 90. A 60% chance for showers tonight, a low of 70. And a 40% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 82. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday: cloudy on Friday, a high of 78 and low of 62. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, Saturday's high 75 with a low of 60. Scattered showers on Sunday, Sunday's high will be around 78 with a low of 65.